సురయో తిజో వరీ మృదం జతా వినిమయో జత త్రిసార్గం మృసా ధర్మస్వేన సదా నిరాష్టగుహకం సత్యం పరాం ధీమాహి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam,
7th canto, third chapter, Hiranyakashipu's plan to become immortal, text number 37 and 38. వ్యాశుభిర్వసుమతిర్భాశురశూరమహరాఘై అప్రతిద్వంద్వతంద్యుద్యే అక్యాపత్యాం చ దేహినం. దిస్ వన్ ఇస్ ది రికార్డ్ ఇన్ ది బోర్డ్. సర్వేషాం లోకపాలానాం మహిమానం యథాత్మనః తపోయోగా ప్రభోభానం యంగ్నారిష్యతి కర్హిచిత్ సర్వేషాం లోకపాలానాం మహిమానం యతాత్మనః తపోయోగ ప్రభావానాం యంగ్నారిష్యతి కర్హిచిత్. సర్వేషాం లోకపాలానాం Vaishnavis. Vyasubhihi. By things that have no life, va or asumhabdihi, by entities that have life, va or shura, by the demigods, asura, the demons, Maha Uragai, by the great serpents who live in the lower planets, Apritidvandvatam, without a rival, Jude, in battle, Aikapaityam, supremacy, Cha, and Dehinam, over those who have material bodies, Sarvesham, of all, Lokapalanam, the predominant deities of all planets, Mahimanam, the glory, Jata, just as, Atmanaha, of yourself, Tapayoga Prabhavanam, of those whose power is obtained by austerities and the practice of mystic yoga, yat which na never rishyati is destroy.
Karhichit,
at any time.
Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace, Aboy Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Grant me that I not meet death from any entity, living or non-living. Grant me further that I not be killed by any demigod or demon or by any great snake from the lower planets. Since no one can kill you in the battlefield, you have no competitor. Therefore, grant me the benediction that I too may have no rival. Give me sole lordship over all the living entities and the presiding deities. Give me all the glories obtained by that position. Furthermore, give me all the mystic powers attained by long austerities and the practice of yoga. For this cannot be lost at any time.
Purport.
Lord Brahma obtained his supreme position due to long austerities and penances, mystic yoga, meditation, and so on. Hiranyakashipu wanted similar position. The ordinary powers achieved by mystic yoga, austerities, and other processes are sometimes vanquished. But the powers obtained by the mercy of the Lord are never vanquished. Hiranyakashipu therefore wanted a benediction that will never be vanquished. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the seventh canto, third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Hiranyakashipu's Plan to Become Immortal. Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Nitinamine Nama Charja Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaurakatha Damodaya Nagaragrama Tarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Prasavanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadhadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hari Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. You're so far away, but you're fine there, you're fine there. We can reach. Fearless. What is your good name? What do you have in this nice asana? Who's there seated with you? I cannot be seated.
higher than him. He has 1 rupee aside. He is Rupa and she is Rupini. So Rupiya is the name of Lakshmi. What a foolish endeavor. But we must remember that Hiranyakashipu is not an ordinary living being. He is very dear, intimate servant of the Lord. But he comes to show us our foolish endeavor to try to become Krishna, try to become Vishnu, try to become immortal, try to lower over material nature. Material nature is a mother. That's what it's called, Mater. In German language, Mater means mother. So all this matter, this material, means Mother Nature. As a wife of Lord Vishnu, cannot be exploited. In Vaikuntha, everybody is flat, paying obeisances to her. But in material world, everybody wants to enjoy her. So that's a very foolish position. We see, even nowadays, everybody is trying to exploit the resources of material nature. And like Srila Prabhupada's reciting the verses of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, but everybody is becoming more and more entangled in his complexities. We cannot enjoy something that is not ours. We just touch the elements. We cannot enjoy her. And these elements, they just becomes a very complicated mesh of karma. Just like so many threads that go back and forth in a cloth. Just like this, every action creates so many different kinds of nets that we cannot escape. And like insignificant fishes, we are trying there to be captured once and again into these wounds. So Hiranyakashipu here is saying, you know, he wants all these different kinds of powers. Sarvesham lokapalanam. Pala means protector. The Lord is the supreme Pala. That's why he lives in a palace. The king is a Pala. The palace is for him. And the servants are called palas or police. They go around protecting. So Hiranyakashipu wanted to become the Lokapalanam. He wanted to become the director of all the planetary systems. You know, it's like he wanted to play goalkeeper, defense, middle field, and attack. That's the nature of being envious. Nobody else should do it. And by performance of mystic yoga, he's trying to attain this. Prahlad Maharaj later on, I think it's in chapter 9, verse 8, he said, what is the use of being born with a very high birth, prestigious family members, knowledge, power, intelligence, enlightenment, brightness? As you know, when someone is intelligent, it's called bright, because everything depends on the light of the planets. With a good Mercury, someone can have a good Medha. With this, he can use his intelligence to have snap, very fast communication, cell to cell, receive information, give information. But all these are given by someone else. We think we are intelligent. We don't know how it works. Just we have a motrix, we have a brain that is connected out there with the planets. And the planets are giving us all these different kinds of information. So he wanted to become the Lord of all this and control everything. Even though he himself is under the control of all this Vishwa. We are not these bodies we hear all the time. We are not this planet. We are not this universe. These are the elements belong to Krishna, but we are not that. We are just very insignificant. 10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Still, we want to become the universe. In this case, Hiranyakashipu is being superlative, desires everything. And we see here even the yogis, can be demons. Here is a perfect yogi, Hiranyakashipu, who has mastering this process of Astanga. He's mastering the life airs. When we breathe early in the morning, these little corpuscles, these very insignificant tiny photons, I don't know, when you're very tired, you can see. These are called prana. This is where we breathe in the air. We don't breathe really air. We breathe the prana, the combs, and the air. This prana is the light of these different devas. And then our being, our subtle body becomes energized. This prana is divided in different subsequent airs, 10 of them, but especially 5. Prana, apana, viana, udana, and samana. These 5 airs are making all the functions of the body. The udana air is carrying our emotions from the heart where the soul is situated to the brain to be processed. The viana air is maintaining the blood circulation. It's like if you want to have strength in your hand, you can send the blood there, but you do it only by the help of this viana air. Without this pressure of airs, you cannot even blink. So everything that is happening in the body is due to these 5 pranas. We have another air, the samana, who's pushing the mala out of the body. So these very intelligent, you can say, divisions of the universe, or subtle aspects, we don't know how it works. It's out of our control. It's just happening. It's like how many times you have breathed in the last 1 minute. How many times you have exhale and inhale. You don't know. I don't know. How many times we blink in 10 seconds. We don't know. How the digestion process, the doctors, they come with the enzymes. They don't know how it works. It's beyond the enzymes. It's out there. This universe is in charge of the digestion. We cannot just very easily explain what digestion is, or how the brain works, or anything like that. So, it's all the intelligence of Lord Vishnu. It's the incredible Nidra Yoga of him. Everything becomes manifest. And just so we can try to, like, have a play, or try to become like, or imitate like, being like the Lord. He is the only autocrat. He's the only authority. He's the only one who really knows. Everybody else becomes empowered by him, all the different authorities. So here Hiranyakashipu is trying to become a Lokapala. He's trying to become like Brahma himself, but without doing the surrendering. So this mechanical process of Astanga Yoga, of controlling the airs, etc., was mastered by a biggest demon. And we see so many examples of other big demons in the past who also tried to obtain mystic powers. What was the name of the demon who tried to touch Lord Shiva's head? Brikasura. Brikasura, he was such a foolish demon, performing austerities, trying to become immensely powerful. When Lord Shiva was not coming, he started cutting pieces of his own flesh and offered to the fire. So then Mahadev appears. What was his request after so long period of yoga? He wanted to have the power that with his hand, whoever he touched, his head will explode. So yoga can be used in both sides. But bhakti can only be used for Krishna. This process of mystic yoga can be utilized by yakshas, rakshasas. Even the rakshasas, they have these powers. You remember when Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and his sisters, they performed so many austerities. What they ask in return? Mystic powers. What they want to do with these powers? Terrorize everybody. So this process of bhakti can only be given to the Vaishnavas. It's the only process of yoga, really, that really can link us with Krishna. The other yoga can just link us to our own desires. This makes sense? So Hiranyakashipu is this devotee of the Lord who just come to portray our very foolish mentality. And he obviously became extremely powerful. But his powers is insignificant compared with what he is originally in the spiritual world. But we cannot become powerful at all. We become powerful to oppress others who have to pay some karma. It's like Hitler was powerful because the karma of the people was powerful. In Kali Yuga, there's so much accumulation of power, negative power, like we call the dark force. There will appear some lords who will just make this karma explode. Here we also hear that he says that he don't want to be touched by the serpents who live in the lower planetary systems. In the lower planetary systems, after this Bhumandala, we have Tala, Vitala, Tala Tala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. All these talas or talis, these plates, they have different planetary systems where it's only suffering. Even though in the beginning, this Birla Swarga, they look like enjoyment, look like heaven. There is everything that we ever wanted to have in these upper planets of the lower planets. But it's really without Krishna, enjoyment without rules, without regulations. It's not even the light of the sun there. Everything is artificial. So these entities go falling one plate by plate until they enter into the most suffering conditions. Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he is even reclaiming all these different entities from even the lower planetary systems to become part of the glorious Sankirtan movement. Everybody can be blessed. No matter if they're jakshasas, if they're meat eaters, if they're anybody. Preta, pramata, pulinda, pulshaka, abira, sumba, so many varieties of classes of people determined by their bad habits. Depending on what kind of bad habits they have, they're categorized. All these people can become devotees of Krishna. So even though Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita said, to those demoniac people, I constantly put them into more demoniac conditions, birth after birth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to reclaim them. If someone is not offensive to the devotees, automatically he elevates himself more and more. Only the offensive to the devotees, they keep us without able to go higher. Because if we don't learn this art of being always respectful and subservient, we cannot enter in the place where only devotees live. Over there, one of us beings, we fall into this soup of material ingredients. The Vasus, you remember the Vasus, they commit some offense in the heavenly planets trying to steal the cow of Vasishta, they fell on earth. And you, who was the main Vasu, the one who instigated this offense, this was Bhishma. He stayed for longer time. So to come to this earth is a punishment. To come into the material creation is a punishment. So the moment that we learn the art of not offending the devotees, we become inhabitants of Vaikuntha. Like here we have devotees of so many different nationalities. But they really, there is nationalities? No. But the devotees who are born in this land and they live in this land, they're glorious. We have to understand the different kinds of devotees depending on the glory of their birth and behavior. When we hear the word prachar, pra means superior and achar means behavior. So a preacher is not the one who just machine guns someone with Bhagavad Gita verses. A preacher is one who behaves in a different way. Can be a very simple, humble devotee who maybe is not even, you know, sitting in the asana. So the inhabitants of the spiritual world, the birds, everybody just have this incredible behavior of trying to serve the other devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, they come and show us this art of interaction between devotees. The whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole pastimes, is to learn how to interact between devotees. And then when we learn this art of interaction, then we go back to our original nature. We clean all these anarthas that makes us independent, separated, egoistic, self-centered. That is exactly what Hiranyakashipu is demonstrating in this pastime. Today is Janu Saptami. You know, as you know, it's a very auspicious day to take bath in Mother Ganga. Janu was performing Sanchanai, severe austerities, meditating in the Lord, but his Panchapatra fell in the Ganga. So he didn't have chance to purify himself, so he was upset that the Ganga was rushing through his ashram and his Panchapatra was gone there. So he just absorbed Mother Ganga. And after the prayers of Bhagirata, after long, humble prayers, he released Mother Ganga again. So this very auspicious day to purify the ancestors also, even though the devotees, they have no responsibility with the ancestors, meaning our fathers, grandfathers, or the parents in our previous lives, brothers, sisters, etc. Anyhow, today is a very good day to chant Hare Krishna for them. Because they all, sometimes we have been, what do you call, elected as one member of a large clan to liberate all this clan if you become perfect devotee of Krishna. If one person becomes a perfect devotee of Krishna, maybe he's liberating a whole clan of people behind him. And that's exactly what it is. Because Lord Krishna said, 21 generations they're going to be liberated if one person becomes devotee. So we have a responsibility that because we are through our surrender, we don't have to perform the pujas, the different kinds of ceremonies, but still we are working for their benefit. We want to see everyone get the chance. So today is a very auspicious day for Mother Ganga is right here. For other people is thousands of miles away. So please take advantage of visiting Mother Ganga and their silky waters and benefit everyone. Thank you so much for your kind attention. If you have a couple of questions or maybe a comment. Go Pala, protector of the cows. And he lives in the palace of Nanda Maharaj. Such an envy of Krishna that we even eat the cows. That shows how much enmity. There is envy against Krishna. Even before when animal killing started in Kali Yuga, was never with a cow. But the Turkish and Muslims, they started with that. So much was the anger against the Hindus. They started mistreating the cows, making this toreo, I don't know how you call it, bullfights, and, you know, killing the bulls and cows. So we as devotees, we have to also help Gopala. By spreading this movement, we are protecting everyone. We are helping to protect everyone. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Guru Gauranga Ki Jai. Please bless me. Tomorrow morning, I'm already going on another tour. Malaysia, Germany, Austria, Ecuador, South America, then Poland, and after Croatia, maybe even Russia, and then coming back to Mayapur. In November, we are carrying a lot of Nim beads to find nice people who will learn to chant. So please give your blessings in this auspicious day. Gauranga.